This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The urgency of providing Ukraine with weapons it needs to stop Russian military advances is again underscored both in Europe and the United States. At the same time, calls for stopping the human suffering efforts have also gone up. VOA's Veronica Badaris Iglesias tells us more.
U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan appeared on ABC's This Week. He urged Mike Johnson, Republican Speaker of the House of Representatives, to bring the currently stalled $61 billion aid bill for Ukraine up for a vote in Congress.
Speaker Johnson, if he put this bill on the floor, would produce a strong bipartisan majority vote in favor of the aid to Ukraine. We saw that in the Senate, and if we can fill that shortage of bullets, Ukraine will stand up brave and courageous and take the fight to the Russians.
Sullivan's remarks came a day after Ukrainians marked the two-year anniversary of Russia's full-scale invasion of their country. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
AP's Rika Ann Garcia reports on Ukraine's worries about delays in Western military aid.
Ukraine's defense minister, Rustam Umerov, says half of the promised Western military support fails to arrive on time. Speaking at an assembly in Kiev, he stressed that each delayed aid shipment complicates the task of military planners and ultimately costs the lives of soldiers. Ukrainian military leaders toured the frontline combat posts while facing a worsening ammunition shortage and Russian attacks in the east. Meanwhile, nightly strikes continue with Ukraine's air defenses shooting down drones sent by Moscow, while Russia targeted an unspecified facility in western Ukraine. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Israel says it's pushing ahead with plans for a ground invasion in the Gaza town of Rafah to root out Hamas militants, even as mediators work on a new ceasefire in the five-month war that also calls for the release of more hostages held by Hamas. VOA's Arash Arabasadi has that story.
Negotiators from Israel, Egypt, the United States, and Qatar, the Hamas intermediary, held talks in Paris to discuss terms of a deal to free what is likely north of 100 remaining hostages in the Palestinian territory. Negotiations remain fluid. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu told CBS News it's not clear whether a ceasefire and hostage deal would materialize from new talks in Qatar. Hamas says Israel has denied its main demands that include an end to the military occupation of Gaza. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
West African regional bloc ECOWAS said Saturday it would lift strict sanctions on Niger as it seeks a new strategy to dissuade military-ruled Niger, Burkina Faso, and Mali from withdrawing from the political and economic union. Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo.
ECOWAS closed borders and imposed strict measures on Niger last year after soldiers detained President Mohamed Bazoum and set up a transitional government. It was one of a series of recent military takeovers that have exposed the bloc's inability to halt democratic backsliding. The sanctions have forced Niger, already one of the world's poorest countries, to slash government spending and default on debt payments of more than $500 million. The decision to lift sanctions was done for humanitarian reasons, according to the communique. But the move will be seen as a gesture of appeasement, as ECOWAS tries to persuade the three junta states to remain in the alliance.
The South Korean government has given striking young doctors 4 days to return to work. It says they won't be punished if they return by Thursday, but warns they will face indictments and suspensions of medical licenses if they do not meet the deadline. About 9,000 medical interns and residents stayed off the job since early last week to protest a government plan to increase medical school admissions by about two-thirds. The walkouts have disrupted the operations of their hospitals. The vice health minister, Park Min-soo, said Monday that those who do not return to work by Thursday will be punished with a minimum 3-month suspension of their medical licenses, and they'll also face investigations as well as possible indictments. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.